Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Omaha police are investigating after a woman claimed her Uber driver sexually assaulted her. A 29-year-old victim told police that a male Uber driver gave her and a friend a ride to an apartment complex Saturday morning. The alleged assault took place when the woman was passed out in the vehicle.
Oh, my.
Yes. The vehicle was stopped in a parking lot of an apartment complex at the time of the alleged assault. No charges have been filed. The investigation is ongoing.
Yeah, they'll probably have to look into that because there's a lot of gray area there. You've fallen asleep in a car.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I wonder if Uber drivers aren't ready for that. Like a cabbie could just go back to the cab stand or something. I don't know what a cabbie would do back in the day. Yell at
they
you.
They just call. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, call for backup or whatever. Or just yell at you.
I took an Uber ride once in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so the lady I was going with was a Chicagoan, but I had just met her.
Okay.
And we were going to her place and she passed out. She passed out in the cab.
That sucks.
That always bodes well for what you're about to do.
That's a bummer.
You're like, listen, well, I didn't necessarily say it was romance. It was just like, hey, you want to go back to my place, right?
We just met. I'm going back to her place.
I needed a place to stay. And it's the cabbie being like, wait, what now? Where are you going? I'm like, I don't know. Give me a little more time. Go around the block.
Oh, no. It's like, I don't know if I can let you leave the cab with this lady now.
I'm sure they see that a lot, though.
People passing out
people
in the
fall asleep. Yeah, absolutely. That's like the worst. I mean, in a perfect situation, you're with somebody.
Yeah,
like you're with your friends and you're the person who falls asleep or passes out or does whatever and you're with the safe person.
You think anymore with technology, though, like your girlfriends could keep an eye on you. Like, okay, so now you're alone in the Uber, FaceTime.
Right. I don't know. Do you leave a friend alone in an Uber? Do you say drop her off first?
You know what? Before this, I would be like, okay. But now it's like, no. But not if someone is completely annihilated.
5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So 5:30 in the morning Saturday. The Uber driver is about 50 years of age. He was driving a Dodge Caravan. And I guess this happened in the parking lot of this woman's apartment complex near 145th Plaza. He was dropping her off at her complex with a friend. So I'm like, well, where was the friend? It's all kind of like I'm trying to figure
out.
I'm sure
that everybody was just kind of hammered, but.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning.
Still not good.
Probably a little faded.
I've never had a negative experience with Uber, but people are people. And remember, this is just someone who it's their side hustle, so they might have never run into this moment now. So keep in mind, it's a 55-year-old guy with a young lady in his back car who's passed out.
You would just think your moral compass wouldn't be that shattered that you're like.
But I'm just saying, you're not in the United Airlines shuttle. It's Gary.
Right.
Yeah.
Gary. Yay. I mean, maybe he was trying to shake her, wake her up anyway.
12-year-old girl in Colorado is suing U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to legalize marijuana nationwide. This little girl suffers from epilepsy, and traditional medicine doesn't work for her. And at one point, doctors in Texas were recommending invasive brain surgery, but then a pediatrician recommended medical marijuana. And this little girl moved to Colorado from Texas in order to get the cannabis that she needs. And now a drop of cannabis oil twice a day has prevented her seizures. She's been without seizures for almost 3 years now, didn't have to get surgery.
That medical marijuana is something else. I have friends that have suffered from like severe arthritis, and they'll use that stuff. It's same thing you just said, Molly, a drop.
Yeah, the oils.
And it is a curer. I mean, he's not getting high, but for some reason it cures. But it's not a full. It takes a lot. I mean, you got to put it on all the time, I guess. So, gosh,
right, but I mean, imagine what a life changer that is for somebody. I mean, here's a little girl who's 12. She's been seizure free for 3 years, and all thanks to a topical treatment.
I'm Sure, it's not necessarily lame-o fuddy-duddies that are afraid of marijuana, per se. It's mainly also the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
Staying in front of it going, well, until we figure out how we get our cut.
Yeah, we're not
good. No new medicines. We already make a drug for that.
Yeah, like, no. So she's...
I never thought about that, but yeah, you're probably 100%
oh,
right.
Oh, those lobbyists, yeah. I'm sure, are blocking this at every turn. Like, well, let's be
jerks.
Careful. I know. Well, yeah, exactly. She's unable to return to Texas because marijuana isn't legal there. So her and her family picked up from Texas to move to Colorado so she could get this treatment legally. And so that's why she's joining a lawsuit. It's advocating for legalization of marijuana in all 50 states.
Not just medical?
Well, I think it's like a broader deal, but yeah, I would hope that medical would be the first layer that we try to get.
That's not going to happen. It's going to be state by state.
The case was started by another child, I guess, a military veteran and a marijuana advocacy group and former Denver Broncos player Marvin Washington. So far, 29 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized medical marijuana. But again, 29.
Man, you see those athletes, they've all claimed forever. Mm-hmm. Former athletes, like football players, that
how much it helped them.
We're on actual over-the-counter, tons of over-the-counter drugs for pain.
Oh, dude, it
and
helps.
And they say weed is better than...
It goes deeper. It just, for some reason, goes deeper. I think it just takes your mind off the pain a little bit. Well, hell, I don't know.
Well, maybe it helps, like, with the pain receptors on a level that it doesn't... I mean, keep in mind that all that stuff is hocus-pocus and what it can do with... what areas of your body it taps into, what parts of your brain or your pain centers. So it would make sense that, you know, I mean, there are pains that they say only certain drugs can get to, and this might be one of them. Smart locks that let retailers deliver packages inside our houses. You know, Amazon is rolling out the Amazon Key. Well, they're saying that this might change your home insurance rates. One of the things that people maybe haven't thought about is the idea that this digital code to allow strangers in while you're away could maybe not be covered by your home insurance, and it would raise liability questions. So there are some industry experts that are saying that they need to figure out how, as more people adopt smart locks.
I don't know. I would still think you're making your house, we get it, that someone could screw up. And it's like leaving your door unlocked, I guess, or letting someone in. But you're also more self-aware of your own security.
Mm-hmm.
Like those cameras and...
Yeah.
What is it?
Right.
Hello? Doorway? What's
oh,
the one?
Oh, those iPhone... Oh, eye cameras or whatever.
My ring.
Molly's neighbor yelled at her.
Yeah. I just looked at one this weekend, even. But yeah, they have cameras. But so there's home insurance, too. Are they saying that someone could start a fire by accident then? Is that the deal?
Yeah, so or? Like Omaha World Herald is reporting this. They did some interviews with some insurance industry experts, and they're saying, like, let's say some guy comes in, knocks over a candle, burns the whole block down, you know, burns your house down or whatever. Is that covered? Like it, you know, insurance companies
sure,
are
we
always
covered it.
Looking.
It's right here on the wall. We are farmers.
But, you know, I mean, we've all had our moments dealing with insurance companies. They're always looking for that little like,
you got to love those farmers ads where they're so magnanimous about all the things they cover. I'm like, why don't you do the tribute to the wall of stuff you didn't cover?
Right.
Here's little Jimmy. He's in a wheelchair. We figured out a way not to cover him. We are farmers, and we ought to raise for that.
I know. They're always so patting themselves. I want to know, like, when they're like, and we covered that, but I want to know the paper trail, how long it took for those people to cover it, how many back and forth conversations where it's like denial, override, denial. Okay, fine. Now we'll pay for it.
It's, like, it's the rainmaker. What are you, stupid? Like, it was just a car accident. It's really not that big of a deal. It's just a bent fender.
Well,
so that's the deal, right? So be warned whenever it comes here. It's not here yet anyway. So
a new study says that men are more likely to experience sudden cardiac arrest during or just after sex than women.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard that old story, you know, like grandpa, whatever.
He went
out with a smile on his face.
One of the first large studies to look at sudden cardiac arrest during sex found that sex is linked to about 1 in 100 sudden cardiac arrests in men, but only 1 in 1,000 in women.
That's because you guys be faking it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do they have to fake it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Why isn't their heart racing like ours?
I love this. I love why it said.
Someone's enjoying the ride more.
Love this. I love this quote. Researchers were not sure why men were at a higher risk. It's like, well,
we do have to do a lot of the work sometimes. I mean, it depends.
I'm just saying it's a guaranteed finish for the guys. But say men are more likely to take risky medications or supplements that don't show up in the study. So whether that's Viagra or you're taking some heart medication. But another interesting part of this study was that women suffering cardiac arrest in public are less likely to get CPR from strangers than if a guy drops. That's the finding. No. This is like just in a public area. So this is separate. Like, okay. Let's say you're having a cardiac episode. Men are more likely to get help from strangers than women.
Maybe we don't recognize it, that it's a woman, that it's cardiac arrest.
Yeah,
woman
I wonder.
Woman falls and we think, ooh, what's wrong with her? Where a man falls and we're like, it's his heart.
The study said that bystanders might be hesitant to touch a woman's chest in public.
Oh, really?
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to, I mean.
Sexual, sometimes.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be like that Uber driver.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just trying to wake her up.
You have that moment where you're like, I don't want to, I mean. So women who suffer cardiac arrest in the home, for instance, just as likely as men to receive CPR. At home, sure. But publicly, like that's all of a sudden when people are like, I don't want to touch her.
How many of us know CPR?
I don't.
How many of us would know how to use one of those defibrillators on the wall of the airport?
They tell you.
I'd have to read it.
They cue you.
I know, but still in the moment, you've never used it before. Right. It's supposed to be user-friendly, but...
I mean, that's the one thing is that they're supposed to, those machines are supposed to be.
Do we have one in this building? I wonder if we have one in here.
If we have one in this building, I think they should have some type of, what do you call it? A
tutorial?
A lesson. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure someone from HR is like, yeah, it was last Tuesday. Check your email.
Yeah. You would have gone anyway.
Oh, you would have gone? I don't think so, Mike. Check your email.
No, I love how he's calling for a tutorial. Yeah. He would totally be like, I'm not going to that. Forget it.
I would not go at all. I know.
No way. But Even if they came into the studio.
It would be good for everyone else to know, just in case I go down.
Well, right. So they can apply it to him.
Yes.
No. We're going to be more on the receiving end, less on the delivery system of the defibrillator.
Yeah, but one of you might have to give it to the other, is my point. So it would behoove you to maybe you two, because of the likelihood that you somebody's going to go down. You're not both going to go down at the same time.
I wonder how fast my reaction time would be.
Oh God, would it be?
We should test that. You should go to the ground. I should run. You should time me. I'll run over to that thing, bring it all the way back.
Jeff's purple.
I'll come back with a donut. Like, I'll have a donut in my mouth. I'll go, hey, what was I leaving here for?
I'll be mad that I died at work and not in the throes of passion like Molly's prior story.
This is like, how I gotta go.
It's the last face you're gonna see is mine.
I know. Chew on that.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
All right, so real quick. All right, the defibrillator. We do have one in the building. It's by the break room, the door, you know? I did a dry run just now real fast, but it was a quick walk. I didn't want to run because I didn't want to be weird.
You didn't want to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right. Especially when you didn't know if we had one in the building yet.
It took a minute and 23 seconds there and back. It also says on it, by the way, I almost opened it up because I figured I can just grab it and move it, but it says alarm will go off. And also it's for trained responders only.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm sure those are just the protective. Well, it's supposed to be designed to be idiot-proof in a disaster. You turn them on and it has audible instructions.
Sure, it has directions.
So it'll say, turn on. It'll hit big red button.
Right.
And then it'll do shockable. Not shockable. Tells you
clear. And it'll tell you like all the stuff. So there's no way that you could shock yourself. Like, I mean, it talks you through. Because I've seen... Either a demonstration of them, like on a YouTube. I watched the way they used to do it.
They used to do it instructional on Baywatch. I'm not lying. When it first came out, Baywatch used to use them all the time.
Okay.
And you could tell they were trying to almost be educational because they went through the whole shockable. They always had them on their scarab.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when someone would drown?
Yeah.
They'd be like, let's go, get him.
Jet ski, helicopter, all get there at the same time and still be Pamela Anderson. Shockable. They loved that angle of them resuscitating because it was like...
It's like heaven.
You're
like
camera down low, looking up, her leaning over.
Right.
One, two, three.
Lots of cleavage. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also very educational.
That's the last thing to see if you're dying is you look up and Pamela Anderson is giving you your last rites.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Lord. I did something right.
I'm sure that had to have been in half the Baywatch plot lines where the men went, am I in heaven?
Oh, stop it.
Am I in heaven? And they're like, she's like, no, I'm CJ. I'm a lifeguard.
I'm like, oh, I want to die.
She never took any of the tests. You know that. There's no way.
God, if you've ever used one out there listening, give us a call. One of those defibrillators. I'm pretty sure the list is very short. I've never heard of anyone in the news or anything grabbing one of those things and then having to use it. But it does bring, no, I mean, we all should know how to do CPR on a certain level, right?
Well, and they're all over the place. I mean, that's the other thing is that the airport, the grocery store, all of this stuff. We were just at a new arena the other day, and it was funny because my son has to go into the men's room, and it always makes me so nervous.
Yeah.
You know, because he's like going in to the lion's den without me. And I always wait. And I was like, we are going to meet. He's like, by the heart with the lightning strike. And I realized, I was like, there's the defibrillator. And I was like, yes, by the heart with the lightning strike. It's like, there it is right there. So I also now know where to go in case somebody in my section has a heart attack.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Wow. He's 7.
Why can't you go in with him? Can you?
Into the men's room?
Women do.
I don't know if I've ever seen a woman go into
I've never had a mom go into the men's room with her kid.
No. Really?
No, I
would feel weird.
I don't
weird.
Know if I have.
Yeah.
I would take him into my room.
It depends on how
room.
Old the kid is.
I guess if it's a certain age, you just take him into the girl's room, right?
Right. I mean, he's past do. The taking
well,
him into the girl's
here's
room.
Here's what I've run into. It's women look in. They tell little Jimmy to go in there. Is there anyone in there? And if there's no one in there, they go in there with him.
All right, I can see
and
that.
I've had the deal where you walk in and the gal's like, oh, we're in here. And you're like, yeah, it's all good.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah. He's at that age now where this is like that important moment of self reliance.
Okay.
Well, no, like independence. It's like that little smell, like that little breath of independence, where it's like, no, I'm good. I'm a big guy. I can go by myself.
Yeah.
And
so
I'll
you'll
come
go
right
in there
out.
As an adult. You go in there and you see the little kid who's excited because it's a little. Yeah. Disarming when you go in there and there's a boy in there because they'll go they think you're their dad
and they look confused
so they'll go I they start talking to you and you're like hey little buddy and then I always laugh because they're touching everything
yeah
yes
and they're
so
kind of
gross.
Excited to be free so they're exploring the space
mm-hmm.
and they're talking and you know it's always kind of funny you're just laughing at them hey buddy you're doing a good job make sure you get your hands under the sink they're
Dada.
Touching everything you walk out and there's a nervous mom standing there like. Is my kid still in there?
I always want
to be like, there's no
him,
one in
you?
There. That place is empty.
There's two
oh
things that make nervous. One is that it's empty, that they walked off. And two, you're like, oh yeah, your son's in there. And it's like that you're some sort of gross
He's
predator.
Washing his hands in the urinal.
Right. There's just so many things that go through a mom's mind. It's just, I hate the fact we had to do it twice because he drank like a jumbo concession size stand glass of lemonade and then proceeded to have to go to the bathroom like 15 times during the game.
Well, at least you know, if he rolls and again, you know where the defibrillator is.
Yes.
And he knows what one is.
The box
actually.
By the lightning with the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it takes a minute and 23 to save your life at a fast walk.
It takes how long?
A minute 23 to get back. At a fast walk.
That's if he doesn't get distracted or have to use the bathroom. You should be okay.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is a big party morning show.
Hey, we were talking about the defibrillator real quick. Yeah. And Kyle, who listens to the show, thanks. Must be Kyle. In the work in hospitals. He messaged us, said, hey, I've used the AED about 8 times in the last few years. At work, most models walk you right through the CPR. I have 2 saves with the AED, so people are better off just going for it. The machine will never shock if it isn't safe. So that's the thing you see at airports and in the hallway. It's a defibrillator, which is restart your heart if you have a heart attack.
Yeah, which you should know where that's at, actually.
Pull it off the wall, hit the button, and it starts.
Okay. All right. It takes me about a minute 23 to get to and back at a quick pace. I mean, if Jeff went down now, I think... I don't know what I would do. I'd scream on the radio as loud as I can. Help, 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 help. And eventually I'd be like, I got to go get that thing. And it's clear over there. So
how dramatic.
Better hustle.
How dramatic is that, though?
Help me.
The radio people have to. Why do I have to have a heart attack here?
Right.
Help.
Because it's so dramatic.
All right. You know, I guess a good question here about that CPR and running to the defibrillator. Is there anyone in this building you would walk slower to get to the defibrillator? To save them. Meaning.
He's like, Jeff's like, I'm looking at him.
Let's turn this into a negative. Kyle, by the way, message says he's not. He's a cop.
Oh, he is.
Okay, so as cool. a cop, he's had to use the automatic electronic defibrillator
That's so
eight times.
Cool. Holy slash smokes. Spooky that they've had to use that.
And that gets so you much. Into heaven a little quicker, you know.
Well, so the original story was Molly was just saying that they say people respond to men faster mm-hmm. than women. Sometimes we all don't respond to a woman who's like, let's say she's lying down in an airport clutching her chest.
Boy,
we don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. What do you
people
do?
Like, I don't want to.
We all do that deal. Everybody looks around like, who's going to react?
That's You're the same. It'd be the same thing as sitting in a restaurant and someone choking on something. You know, I mean, at what point do you go behind them doing something you've never done before mm-hmm. and just start heaving them from behind, you know? I mean, that would be...
People couldn't see the visual. They couldn't see the visual of him heaving him from behind.
You're like, I
already
don't know if he's helping
that's my
him.
Wife. I'm like, get off my wife!
Right.
my reward. She's choking.
You're like, you're not helping, you're humping. Maybe. I'm helping myself.
That's got to be in the PSA. You're not helping. You're humping.
All right. What's going on with those stars?
Well, somebody who's helping and not humping is Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot. She is refusing to sign on to do the Wonder Woman sequel unless Warner Brothers. Gets rid of Brett Ratner's production company as one of the co-financers.
Wow.
Brett Ratner is the latest to come under fire. I mean, well, this was like last week. We just really haven't delved into it. But like Olivia Munn has come forward. There are a lot of women. I mean, and it's not just sexual assault. One woman's actually accusing the director and financier of rape. So this is a pretty hot topic. He's apparently distanced his production company is called that Rat Pack. You see it at the bunch. Like it was crazy. I was watching the Lego movie Batman this weekend. Rat Pack is one of the financiers on that. I mean, they're a major company, and for her to say, I won't do the movie unless he's gone, is a total power move.
Okay.
But I think it could work. Kim Kardashian, getting ready for baby number 3. She threw a cherry blossom themed baby shower on Saturday in honor of her and Kanye's third child, who is currently being carried by a surrogate. So, I don't know, maybe a little girl. Kim's sisters, Chloe and Kylie, who are also rumored to be expecting, were among some of the guests, as well as, you know, the momager, Kris Jenner.
What's that dynamic, though? Is a surrogate there? Like, the other two girls are carrying their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim's got her surrogate mm-hmm. in tow.
I think you have her there. I mean, you want her to be included,
right? Talk
about
outsourcing for everything.
Yeah.
In Kim's case, she really had a lot of problem pregnancies. And so I think just health-wise, they wanted to expand their family and just couldn't really do it. Taylor Swift, her latest album, Reputation, dropped on Friday, and it reportedly sold 700,000 units in just that one day alone. Yeah, so they're saying that this could be...
She had like 400,000 pre-orders. Which mm-hmm. was twice as much as she had on her last album that had come out. Why do I know this?
2014, her album 1989, 1.29 million copies total. Were sold that first week total. Okay. And so they're saying this is for sure going to probably, Reputation's
better numbers?
Starting with more than a million sold. Yeah.
This album's much better. She's on Saturday Night Live this weekend too. I saw little bits and pieces on it. It's like a Rihanna show now.
She's been accused of lip syncing. I don't know if that's true or not, but she held a crystal-encrusted snake microphone, showed off some sexy choreography, and some people were saying while she was singing Ready For It that maybe she was lip-syncing.
Well, how could you sing those songs and dance? I mean, mm-hmm. Every time you see a dance routine in a song, you assume lip-syncing, because how could you?
How could you do it?
How can you do aerobic activity and sing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's why most of our real bands that we love aren't dancing around.
Right.
They can't. How can you do both?
You can't. I know I can't. I've tried.
I made my husband watch. Peter was horrified.
Really?
Yes. He's like, what has happened to the musical guest on Saturday Night Live? He's like, this is like a bad video. I'm like, yeah, welcome to it. It's and no longer, you
you're
know.
You're a fan. You are a true fan of this new album and everything.
I do really like this new album, yeah. Okay. And I've been listening to other tracks off of it. I really like it. So it's she's going to sell a ton. She'll be fine.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.